Hi students, I am Mini Maria Tomi from Atomic Energy Central School, Kaiga. Today we are going to study Class 11th Mathematics, Chapter 3, Trigonometric Functions, Module 3. In this module, we are going to learn about trigonometric functions of sum and difference of two angles, representation of trigonometric ratios of multiples of an angle in terms of trigonometric ratios of an angle, representation of product of T ratios as sum or difference of T ratios, and representation of sum or difference of T ratios as product of T ratios. First, we will study trigonometric functions of sum and difference of two angles. First one is cos of x plus y equal to cos x cos y minus sin x sin y. Consider the unit circle with center at origin. Let angle P1 of P4 equal to x and angle P1 of P2 equal to y. Then x plus y is the angle P2 of P4. Let angle P3 of P4 equal to minus y because the rotation is in clockwise direction. Therefore P1, P2, P3 and P4 will have the coordinates P1 cos x sin x, P2 cos of x plus y sin of x plus y, P3 cos of minus y sin of minus y, and P4 1, 0. Now if we consider triangle P1 of P3 and P2 of P4, they are congruent by SAS congruence theorem. Therefore, corresponding parts of congruent triangles are equal. Therefore, P1, P3 equal to P2, P4. Therefore, by using distance formula, we get P1, P3 all square equal to coordinates of P1 is cos x sin x and coordinates of P3 is cos of minus y and sin of minus y. Therefore, P1, P3 all square equal to cos x minus cos of minus y all square plus sin x minus sin of minus y all square. But we know that cos of minus y equal to cos y and sin of minus y equal to minus sin y. Therefore, P1, P3 all square equal to cos x minus cos y all square plus sin x minus sin y all square. Applying the formula for a minus b all square and a plus b all square, we get P1, P3 all square equal to cos square x plus cos square y minus 2 cos x cos y plus sin square x plus sin square y plus 2 sin x sin y. But cos square x plus sin square y equal to sin square x equal to 1 and cos square y plus sin square y equal to 1. Therefore, we get 2 minus 2 into cos x cos y minus sin x sin y. Similarly, P2 P4 all square equal to 1 minus cos of x plus y all square plus 0 minus sin of x plus y all square equal to 1 minus 2 cos of x plus y plus cos square x plus y plus sin square x plus y. Again, cos square x plus y plus sin square x plus y equal to 1. Adding 1 and 1, we'll get P2 P4 all square equal to 2 minus 2 into cos of x plus y. Now, P1, P3 equal to P2, P4. Therefore, from 1 and 2, we will get 2 minus 2 into cos x, cos y minus sin x, sin y equal to 2 minus 2 into cos of x plus y. On simplification, we get cos of x plus y equal to cos x cos y minus sin x sin y. In the formula of cos of x plus y, if we replace x y with minus y, then we will get cos of x plus minus y equal to cos x into cos of minus y plus sin x into sin of minus y. Therefore, cos of x minus y equal to cos x cos y plus sin x sin y, because cos of minus y equal to cos y and sin of minus y equal to minus sin y. Therefore, cos of x minus y equal to cos x cos y plus sin x sin y. Now we will learn the formula for sin of x plus y. Sin of x plus y is equal to cos pi by 2 minus x plus y, because we have learned in class 10 cos 90 minus theta equal to sin theta and sin 90 minus theta equal to cos theta. By using the formula cos 90 minus theta equal to sin theta, we can find sin of x plus y equal to cos pi by 2 minus x plus y. On expanding, we will get sin of x plus y equal to sin x cos y plus cos x sin y. Similarly, we can find sin of x minus y equal to sin x cos y minus cos x sin y. By using the above formula, we can prove that cos pi by 2 plus x equal to minus sin x, sin pi by 2 plus x equal to cos x, cos pi minus x equal to minus cos x, sin pi minus x equal to sin x, cos pi plus x equal to minus cos x, sin pi plus x equal to minus sin x, because in third quadrant cos x and sin x are negative. Therefore, cos of pi plus x equal to minus cos x, sin of pi plus x equal to minus sin x. Again, cos 3 pi by 2 minus x, that is 270 minus x, that is in again third quadrant. In third quadrant, cos and sin are negative. Therefore, cos of 3 pi by 2 minus x equal to minus sin x, sin of 3 pi by 2 minus x equal to minus cos x. Also, cos of 3 pi by 2 plus x equal to sin x and sin of 3 pi by 2 plus x equal to minus cos x. Cos of 2 pi minus x equal to cos x and sin of 2 pi minus x equal to minus sin x. 2 pi minus x will be in fourth quadrant. In fourth quadrant, cos is positive and sin is negative. Therefore, cos of 2 pi minus x equal to cos x, sin of 2 pi minus x equal to minus sin x. Again, cos of 2 pi plus x equal to cos x and sin of 2 pi plus x equal to sin x. 2 pi plus x will be in first quadrant. Therefore, cos of 2 pi plus x is cos x and sin of 2 pi plus x equal to sin x. Next formula, if none of the angles x, y and x plus y is an odd multiple of pi by 2, then tan of x plus y equal to tan x plus tan y divided by 1 minus tan x tan y. Now, LHS equal to tan of x plus y. We know tan of x plus y equal to sin of x plus y by cos of x plus y equal to sin of x plus y is sin x cos y plus cos x sin y, and cos of x plus y is cos x cos y minus sin x sin y. Therefore, we get sin x cos y plus cos x sin y divided by cos x cos y minus sin x sin y. On dividing each term by cos x cos y, we get tan x plus tan y divided by 1 minus tan x tan y. Therefore, tan of x plus y equal to tan x plus tan y divided by 1 minus tan x tan y. Now, tan of x minus y equal to tan x minus tan y divided by 1 plus tan x tan y. In the formula of tan of x plus y, if we replace y by minus y, then we get tan of x minus y equal to tan x plus tan of minus y divided by 1 minus tan x into tan of minus y. But tan of minus y is equal to minus tan y. Therefore, we get tan of x minus y equal to tan x minus tan y divided by 1 plus tan x tan y. Next formula. If none of the angles x, y and x plus y is a multiple of pi, then cot of x plus y equal to cot x cot y minus 1 divided by cot y plus cot x. Now LHS is equal to cot of x plus y. Cot x is equal to cos x by sin x. Therefore, cot of x plus y equal to cos of x plus y by sin of x plus y equal to cos of x plus y equal to cos x cos y minus sin x sin y, and sin of x plus y sin x cos y plus cos x sin y. Now, dividing both numerator and denominator by sin x sin y, we get cot x cot y minus 1 divided by cot y plus cot x. Therefore, cot of x plus y equal to cot x cot y minus 1 divided by cot y plus cot x. Similarly, we can prove that cot of x minus y equal to cot x cot y plus 1 divided by cot y minus cot x. Now we will learn to represent trigonometric ratios of multiples of an angle in terms of trigonometric ratios of an angle. First one is cos 2x. Cos 2x equal to cos square x minus sin square x equal to 2 cos square x minus 1 equal to 1 minus 2 sin square x equal to 1 minus tan square x by 1 plus tan square x. Proof. Cos 2x can be written as cos of x plus x. We know cos of x plus y equal to cos x cos y minus sin x sin y. Therefore, cos 2x equal to cos of x plus x equal to cos x into cos x minus sin x into sin x. That is equal to cos square x minus sin square x. Now, if we write sin square x as 1 minus cos square x, then we get cos 2x is equal to cos square x minus sin square x equal to cos square x minus 1 minus cos square x equal to 2 cos square x minus 1. That is cos 2x is equal to 2 cos square x minus 1. Now we have to prove cos 2x is equal to 1 minus 2 sin square x. We have already proved cos 2x is equal to cos square x minus sin square x. If we write cos square x in terms of sin square x, we get 1 minus sin square x minus sin square x equal to 1 minus 2 sin square x. Now we have to prove cos 2x is equal to 1 minus tan square x by 1 plus tan square x. We have already proved cos 2x equal to cos square x minus sin square x. This can be written as cos square x minus sin square x by 1, or which is equal to cos square x minus sin square x by cos square x plus sin square x. Now on dividing each term by cos square x, we get cos 2x equal to 1 minus tan square x by 1 plus tan square x. Next formula, sin 2x equal to 2 sin x cos x equal to 2 tan x by 1 plus tan square x. Now sin 2x can be written as sin of x plus x. By using the formula sin of x plus y equal to sin x cos y plus cos x sin y, we get sin 2x equal to sin of x plus x equal to sin x cos x plus cos x sin x equal to 2 sin x cos x, which can be written as 2 sin x cos x by 1. But we know 1 is equal to cos square x plus sin square x. So sin 2x is equal to 2 sin x cos x by cos square x plus sin square x equal to 2 tan x by 1 plus tan square x on dividing numerator and denominator by cos square x. Next, tan 2x is equal to 2 tan x by 1 plus tan square x. We know tan x is equal to sin x by cos x. Therefore, tan 2x equal to sin 2x by cos 2x. But we have already proved that sin 2x equal to 2 tan x by 1 plus tan square x and cos 2x equal to 1 minus tan square x by 1 plus tan square x. On simplification, we get tan 2x equal to 2 tan x by 1 plus 1 minus tan square x. Tan 2x equal to 2 tan x by 1 minus tan square x. Similarly, we can prove sin 3x equal to 3 sin x minus 4 sin cube x. Cos 3x equal to 4 cos cube x minus 3 cos x. And tan 3x equal to 3 tan x minus tan cube x divided by 1 minus 3 tan square x. Now we will learn to represent product of trigonometric ratios as sum or difference of trigonometric ratios. First one is 2 cos x cos y equal to cos of x plus y plus cos of x minus y. Here LHS is product of two trigonometric functions. 2 cos x cos y is the product of two trigonometric functions. And RHS equal to cos of x plus y plus cos of x minus y is the sum of two trigonometric functions. Now, we know that cos of x plus y equal to cos x cos y minus sin x sin y and cos of x minus y equal to cos x cos y plus sin x sin y. If we add these two equations, we get cos of x plus y plus cos of x minus y equal to 2 cos x cos y, or 2 cos x cos y equal to cos of x plus y plus cos of x minus y. If we subtract second equation from first equation, we get cos of x plus y minus cos of x minus y equal to minus 2 sin x sin y. That is, minus 2 sin x sin y equal to cos of x plus y minus cos of x minus y. Similarly, by using sine formula, we can prove that 2 sin x cos y equal to sin of x plus y plus sin of x minus y, and 2 cos x sin y equal to sin x sin of x plus y minus sin of x minus y. Now we will learn to represent the sum or difference of two trigonometric ratios as product of trigonometric ratios. First one is cos x plus cos y equal to 2 cos x plus y by 2 into cos x minus y by 2. Now, we have already proved that cos of x plus y plus cos of x minus y equal to 2 cos x cos y, and cos of x plus y minus cos of x minus y equal to minus 2 sin x sin y. If we represent x plus y as theta and x minus y as phi, then we get x equal to theta plus phi by 2 and y equal to theta minus phi by 2. Therefore, from 1 and 2, we get cos theta plus cos phi equal to 2 cos x cos y. Instead of x, we will write theta plus phi by 2, and instead of y, we will write theta minus phi by 2. Therefore, we can replace cos of x plus y plus cos of x minus y equal to 2 cos x cos y as cos theta plus cos phi equal to 2 cos theta plus phi by 2 into cos theta minus phi by 2. Similarly, cos theta minus cos phi equal to minus 2 sin theta plus phi by 2 into sin theta minus phi by 2. Since theta and phi can take any real values, we replace theta by x and phi by y. Therefore, we get cos x plus cos y equal to 2 cos x plus y by 2 into cos x minus y by 2. Similarly, we can prove cos x minus cos y equal to minus 2 sin x plus y by 2 into sin x minus y by 2. Sin x plus sin y equal to 2 sin x plus y by 2 into sin x minus y by 2. And sin x minus sin y equal to 2 cos x plus y by 2 into sin x minus y by 2. Here, sum or difference of two trigonometric ratios are expressed in terms of product of trigonometric ratios. Now, by using the above formula, we will solve some problems. Example 1. Find the value of sine 75 degree. We know 75 degree is equal to 45 degree plus 30 degree. Therefore, sine 75 degree is equal to sine of 45 degree plus 30 degree. By using the formula for sine of x plus y, we get sine 45 degree into cos 30 degree plus cos 45 degree into sine 30 degree. Now, sine 45 is 1 by root 2, cos 30 is root 3 by 2, and cos 45 degrees 1 by root 2, and sine 30 degree equal to 1 by 2. Therefore, we get root 3 plus 1 by 2 root 2. Another example, show that tan 3x into tan 2x into tan x equal to tan 3x minus tan 2x minus tan x. Now, tan 3x is equal to tan of 2x plus x. By using the formula for tan of x plus y equal to tan x plus tan y by 1 minus tan x tan y, we get tan of 2x plus x equal to tan 2x plus tan x by 1 minus tan 2x into tan x. On cross multiplying, we get tan 3x into 1 minus tan 2x tan x equal to tan 2x plus tan x. On simplification, we get tan 3x tan 2x tan x equal to tan 3x minus tan 2x minus tan x. Students, hope you understood this module. Now try to solve exercise 3.3. Thank you.